Welcome to the Doghouse on ntnradio.com and also on the liberal version of Patreon at patreon.com/ntn. That's patreon.com, where they're likely to block us at any time.
Is it the liberal version of Patreon because you haven't put up the Patreon thing?
No, it's the liberal version of Patreon. Here, I'm going to protect us from getting out, okay? I just want Patreon to know right now, there's no question about it, I am engaged to a Hispanic and I'm driving a Tesla.
That is
so
true.
We should be
Ken
covered.
Is as liberal as we get in this studio.
There you go. So I'm covered now, and you should forgive Phil.
And you're a Jew.
And I'm a Jew. That's right.
You're a triple whammy.
That's right. That's right. And I was born in Massachusetts.
You're a quadruple whammy.
I'm a quadruple whammy. So
hey, Phil, bring up your microphone just a little bit. You're not quite full.
Am I there now?
That's better.
Woo!
Why did you do that?
That's
the only time my head hasn't hurt in the last
good
9
point,
years.
Sam.
Well, you just re-upped for more.
I just did. Right. That's
congratulations.
Okay. That's okay. Well, thank
so
you.
So which is it? I'm going to use a line that I just heard. Which is your hobby, getting married or getting divorced?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
So my
let me tell you one thing. I'm much better at the latter.
Okay. He is. He's a shyster when it comes to that.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
Ken. So my question is: mm-hmm. Is are Warren and I getting invited to the wedding or the divorce party?
Well, let's see.
And how far apart will they be?
Well, that's an unknown.
That's the only unknown. That's like it could be anywhere from 2 to 15 years.
Yeah,
15
really
years,
unknown.
He'll be dead.
Yeah, it is unknown.
Yeah, I'm not going to make 15 years. You better hurry up. If I'm going to tease you about a 17th wife.
That's a little scary because you know that this will the 10th anniversary of the Doghouse is coming up.
I know.
And if we don't like make it,
we should do something.
If we don't make it another 15 years, we should start a countdown.
I'm totally with you. Yeah. Look, we should have like a five. We should start every day, every time we show up, we should put $1 in a jar. Right? And I know you're going to take it out of the Patreon money. I know.
No.
But listen, put it in there.
Every time it shows
and the
up,
last survivor gets it. We'll have one of those death pools like they had in World War I.
Yeah. That's not right? a bad idea.
It's probably going to go to Warren, which will really piss
me off.
The
only thing that scares me is based on your attitude about this, if we each put $1 in a week, I'm not sure that we would get.
Yeah, it's 6 bucks.
I'm not sure we get 5 guys out of
it. Phil'll be hungry. He'll need a 5 guys run, and we'll be dead.
The Doghouse or Burger King?
Yeah.
Anyways.
Where can we put the money so that Phil can't get his hands on it? We could give the money to Fernando, but he's an Asian. He'll buy a shopping center or something.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
Right.
Or we'll come in and have clean clothes. One of two things will happen.
Fernando's plugging in.
He's plugging in. He's like, I'm not sure I want to hear this. I even turned his mic on.
This is Fernando from the Marvelous Ones.
Oh,
now he's done it.
You broke everything.
I'm just adjusting it.
Oh, okay.
I can't handle it, man. I gotta. there are too many moments I want my 2 cents into your nickel conversations.
Anytime you want, you can chime in.
You can put in $1 as well because you got the diabetes. You might not make it 15 years either.
Yeah.
He's like the diabetes.
I got the diabetes.
You got the diabetes. I saw that on the YouTube.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad it's Christmas and nobody's actually listening to the Doghouse.
It's not being recorded or anything for later.
Okay. He had to check.
Well, thank God he got over the consumption.
Woo!
But he still does suffer from the vapors every now and then.
The vapors?
Yeah. It's been a rough week.
Yeah.
It has been a rough week. And I was wrong. Mm-hmm. A prediction I had was wrong. So I guess we should start the show with that.
One of my predictions was dead on. I'm going to start off with it because it pissed me off.
All right.
You want me to start?
Do me wrong.
Okay.
All right, calm down.
Yeah, I was going to say, any opportunity for Phil to admit he's wrong, we want to give him priority attention.
Ken's like
salivating.
Yes, Ken's like, what is going on here?
Yeah.
So I said I thought Josh Herron was going to stay with Attack Performance.
Yes, you did.
And Josh Herron announced the other day for Christmas he's going to Yoshimura Suzuki.
Yeah, that surprised me too. I really did think he was going to stay with it.
Actually, I'm not going to say it did or didn't surprise me, but I actually think it's a much better move. Okay?
Only if there's a pipeline to better things.
I mean, that's a pretty good bike, and I think the fact he's on a team with Tony Elias, I think that's a really powerful team.
It's a great move for Suzuki's.
I think it's a good move for him. I think it'll make him a better rider.
It might. Mm-hmm. And but if it's not a pipeline to possibly World Superbike, World Supersport, Moto 2 ride again.
There's no racing in the U.S. that is a pipeline for that.
Right.
It doesn't
but
exist.
But that's what I'm saying. Then I would rather see him with a Tech Performance Yamaha because I think we've known Josh Herron for how many years now?
Mm-hmm.
And in the pits this last year was literally the happiest I've ever seen him.
Yeah, but he's got a lot of years on a Yamaha, and what's it done for him?
Well, it got him a crappy ride in Moto 2.
Yeah.
It gets him high fives.
Beyond a crappy ride in Moto 2.
Well, I mean, I guess he was worried about his bike not actually making all the races this year and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, so he announced it. So I was wrong because I thought that was he was going to stay with Attack. And I thought Attack was going to be the strongest team with him and JD Beach.
Mm-hmm.
But it should be fun to see him and JD Beach fighting it out.
I think it will.
It will be.
I think it will be. And I saw an interview with Tony Elias about it after the announcement came out.
Uh-huh.
And his attitude about it, I think, is really, really good.
I think him and Herron like each other. Not in a gay way.
No, no. They actually do not like each other.
Really? It seems like they like racing.
No, they actually they've had a couple incidents between the two of them, and there's been a lot of bad blood between them, but supposedly it's evened out some in the last two seasons. And so it's...
Remember, there was a lot of shaky head things as they
Yeah, but that's to me, that's playful.
Yeah, but
you don't take the time to do that to somebody you don't like or love to beat.
Well,
like to me, listen, you know how screwed up my life is and my views on everything. I hate all of you, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
If I take the time to yell at you, it means I actually like you. If I just am ignoring you and pretend you don't exist, like I do my sister.
So
that means I don't like
so you. True love to you is like basically it's pissing on your rotting corpse.
Yeah.
That's true love.
Love you, Phil.
Love you, Phil.
Wait, does that mean you want me to pee on you guys?
No.
I'm totally confused.
No, you already said you're not going to make it 15
years.
No,
I'm not.
I have a lot of legal families I have to support, so it'll keep me alive.
So is your house going to turn into like, you know, one of those like 42 cars, 25 people in a bedroom?
Yeah, I'm already out looking for chickens right now.
I have some.
You do?
And a pig.
You've already stolen some of your neighbor's animals.
No, they've migrated to my place.
Ooh, are you going to have one of the mansion houses?
Wait a minute. Do you have signs that point to your grill?
Well, I've allegedly, somebody's been putting on food, and it ends up at the new stainless steel table I put out next to the grill.
Yeah. I'm surprised. Okay, here, Birdie, hop into the deep fryer.
Yeah. I don't even care about frying the feathers.
Yeah,
anymore.
No, doing that. I'm looking for fuzzy dice right now for the Tesla. I think it looked perfect hanging from the mirror there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doing
we got to put like a 3-inch exhaust on it, even though it doesn't
have
it.
That's a great idea.
That would be so awesome.
That would be.
I'm going to bring some next week.
Sad pipes. Sad pipes.
Actually, that's a great idea.
I'm going to bring some next week and like a NOS bottle.
And put the decals in the back window, NOS, and...
Hey, well, I'm going to get... I think I have an extra one that has the D and it says diesel inside.
Like
Intel. I'm going to put that in. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. I might have to actually go down to my basement and grab one of my Mopar stickers to put on the back window.
Mopar or no car. Yeah. Oh, wow. That's how you get STDs, by the way. Hanging out with girls that believe that? I'm just telling you. Okay, Warren, go on your...
Oh, man. So... We mentioned briefly last week that NBC Sports picked up the rights to Supercross.
We did.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, kind of flippantly, I wonder how bad they're going to screw it. Supercross, like they screwed up dirt track, you know, showing everything 3 and 4 weeks delayed.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And I think one or both of you said, oh, they're not going to do that. Supercross is too popular. 7 of the events this year are going to be on delay. Glendale, Anaheim 2, Oakland.
How much of a delay?
Some of them several days. Unless you pay for their $75 golden card.
Well, okay, but
you got to get to
I'm trying to think.
Glendale and Las Vegas rounds, Vegas being the last, you know, the could be the championship round, are going to be shown the next day. Others could be a lot longer.
Wow.
So, F you, NBC. I told you this was going to happen.
Supercross.
Well, Supercross wouldn't for the money. I guarantee you they wouldn't for the money.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, you know, I think the thing to do is to say we're going to boycott Supercross. I can't do that.
No.
I cannot do that.
But I'm not going to pay NBC $75
Yeah, right? I don't
care. For seven races.
No.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I wonder if...
And most of them, Ken, are going to be on the NBCSN, so you're not even
I won't get it. If it's on NBCSN, I don't get it.
You can afford a Tesla but can't buy a $13 a month package. All right. It's you can pay for it with the money months. You save on gas.
It's a matter of principle, Phil.
I know.
Anyway, but I wonder if the races will still show up on YouTube, because they usually show up on YouTube. Yeah, but where are they going to get the feed is what I'm wondering. If it, you know,
people that put stuff up illegally like that on YouTube always manage to get the feed.
If you record it in the stands,
I mean, that's like saying, where does Phil get porn? If you want it bad enough, it's out there.
So we'll have, you know, somebody's going to have, I don't know. I'm not saying $75 for seven races. So I'm not buying into the NBC Sports Gold Supercross Pass.
I can't believe that Supercross went for that.
Yeah, I can't either.
Well, you know,
I mean, Supercross,
they're getting a lot of money, but also they might have been led down the, you know, NBC seems to do this. They'll tell somebody something, and then you'll get what you get is not exactly what you thought you were going to get.
So here's my question, right? And this is just because it seems to be a progression, and I don't know for sure. Did Fox Sports tell them we're not going to do, like, did Fox Sports not put in a bid, and this is the best they could get?
I mean,
they kind of did that. They've kind of done that in the past.
And who knows? And maybe the offer made by NBC was a better offer. They all, I'm sure, have fine print in there that lets them choose the broadcast time, because there may be a reason that they would need to preempt something or delay it a few hours, because all of them have done that.
Yeah, so they probably just preempted stuff. Time zone wise.
Yeah, it's probably that the series assumed that, you know, that provision that they all have to have in there would result in maybe a few hours delay in a race, but not a few days delay in a race.
Minimum of
a day, because only two of them are going to be shown the next day.
Wow.
Glendale and Vegas will be.
Everybody
the
will know
day.
The results. They're gonna. It's no one's gonna,
gonna
no
watch
one's,
it.
No one's gonna watch it. So why is NBC? Yeah, yeah. Why'd they buy it? What did they buy it for?
You know,
it's just like dirt track, flat track.
Well, flat track. Yeah. You know.
Yeah, but flat
the,
track.
The problem with flat track.
3 weeks at times delay.
Yeah, but the problem with flat track is twofold. One, and this is something we've always talked about on the show, is that the flat track format is not TV friendly. Right?
It's not.
There's too many long breaks. There's too many this. Right. It's not like Supercross where they're just going out. And I don't understand why they can't. Right. And maybe we should call a couple flat trackers and
ask. That's a good question to ask the flat trackers.
You know, why they can't do it in that kind of format. But also in the beginning, NBC was using the Fans Choice feed from Flat Track. Right, so Flat Track was doing its own productions, and they don't have the money and stuff that NBC has. So it wasn't like, hey, we're, you know, it's not like a football game where, hey, we got two guys in a trailer outside cutting stuff up. I mean, I don't know how long that stuff takes, but I gotta imagine if you don't do it all the time, this is where our expert here that's sitting in the studio should be cutting in and saying it doesn't take that long, but he's just playing on his phone.
He still hasn't heard you.
He's not even paying attention. If you go to you know where NBC's producing it, then it's a little easier for them to take the feed instead of taking a pre-produced feed. Yeah, I mean, I know we've done that with the radio stuff a couple times.
Yeah.
But I am very disheartened that Supercross that I now have to buy. Well, I won't buy a Supercross pass. I mean, you're killing me, Supercross. I can't believe Monster went for this.
If it was $20, I'd consider it. But it's $75
for seven races?
$10, more than $10 a race.
Is that what it is? You don't get all the races in the package?
Well, you get all the races.
You get all the races, but for the seven that are not being shown live.
Oh, it's only seven that aren't live?
Yeah.
Well.
But that's half a season. I mean, what's Supercross, 18 weeks?
I was going to say a little less. But
a little less, but close to half a season.
Yeah, well.
That's crap.
That's okay. They put it on NBCSN, which by itself is enough of a problem because They're unless you buy the problem. The reason isn't that I don't buy it is because I'm paying for the entire sports tier.
Yeah.
In order to get NBCSN, yeah. It isn't worth it to me.
No.
It's just not worth it to me. I just don't watch a lot of that crap.
Yeah, I mean,
I haven't watched any NFL this season at all. It's almost 2 years I haven't watched any NFL. And there's just nothing out there for me, and I don't care. I mean, I'm not a soccer fan, so yeah. why would I buy it? So I can get the Golf Channel? I don't think so.
Yeah. You know, and I just can't imagine Supercross has worked so hard to be the cutting edge, and we've praised them so many times about being the cutting edge. I would have rather seen Supercross go to a package like MotoGP than this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right, like
yeah. I'd be willing to pay for everything live.
Supercross. It's the same thing we've said to Moto America. Mm-hmm. I'd be willing to pay Moto America or Supercross to watch your content live online, but I damn sure I'm not willing to pay a third party. That's the bottom line.
Yep. Yeah.
That's all right. Well, let's move on that because Supercross is coming the 4th of January.
Is it? Are we going to see it? Or is it
yeah,
the
it's
fifth?
The first
or
race, so it's, okay. We get to see it. Mm-hmm. So, any kind of predictions or thoughts? Because I know, Weston Pike's out. Last I heard, he got back to the U.S., but he's still screwed up
he's
pretty bad.
Mess. He is a mess.
One is it Jeremy or Alex is out? I can always get them backwards.
Of the whatchacallit brothers?
Yeah.
I don't know
Martin
which
Brothers.
One's out. Martin Brothers.
One of the two of them is going to be out this year.
The whole season?
Yeah.
Oh, didn't know that.
So... From my perspective, here are the guys that should be at the top. Your top runners, Eli Tomac, Marvin Musquin, Jason Anderson, and as much as I hate to say this, Ken Roczen.
I think so. I think you have to assume that at this point in the season. I think Tomac is by and far he would be the safe bet right now. But then again, he can screw it up pretty easily.
You know, he's not a safe bet.
I think he is in that group.
He's wow.
I think he's more consistent than anybody else in that top group, even with his ability to be inconsistent.
Yeah, you know, right. It's a tough.
I don't know. Anderson and Musquin are pretty consistent. They just
not really.
I don't think it's
super. I think this is the perfect year for one of the 250 guys moving up to make a shot like Ryan Dungey did his.
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
You know,
but I would say my preseason favorite would be Tomac, but it's a qualified one, and it's going to depend on how healthy Roczen is and how far behind in points he's going to be by the time he's healthy.
Yeah.
Well, as healthy as he ever is anymore.
Here's your rookies, Phil, coming in, your big-name 250s.
Davalos, right?
No. Hill, Osborne, Plessinger, and Savacci.
Yeah, and Savacci's up and down. Hill's
Plessinger's pretty consistent.
Hill's a very good rider. Plessinger, those are all good guys. I don't know that they're a top three.
You know who I think we see in the top three, and I don't know if it's going to be Roczen who doesn't make it because the health issues, or if it's going to be Anderson that doesn't make it because of health issues. But I think we see Justin Barcia in a top three.
Wow.
You know, I think he started coming on last.
Yeah, I just don't. The thing about Barcia is he's such a wild card. You never know. I mean,
yeah, but
the guy's capable of winning races, and he's capable of wrecking the field.
In some ways, this should be an exciting Supercross season because I have a feeling we have the potential to see a lot of winners depending on Tomac.
We'll see. I think I think it's going to – this
well,
is.
What about Cooper Webb? He's moved to the KTM bike.
Yeah, I don't think – it doesn't mean anything. Cooper Webb he's had no consistency since he left the 250s.
Yeah, and Musquin's the number one guy there.
Yep.
Right?
I think that's the battle.
I think
this season is Tomac versus Musquin, unless there's some sort of miraculous healing that goes on with Roczen.
Yeah,
I think it's those two guys are fighting for it.
Yeah.
Even though Anderson is finished near the top, but it's always been because of other people getting out of his way.
Yeah.
Right. Like, like I said last year at the end of the season, Anderson might be the slowest Supercross champion we've had in a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, no question about it.
You know, and I mean, that's a dickhead thing to say, but
it's true.
But it's true.
Yep.
And so unlike you.
Yeah, I never say stuff like that.
No.
I don't know. I have no idea what to expect in 250s. I keep expecting seeing Cirola to be a champ, and he keeps not being a champ.
Yeah.
Fact that...
Is he in Cirola, is he going to be running this year, or is he get pointed out?
No, he didn't get pointed out because he had too many years of injuries where he'd come in and win like a couple of races, you know, and the fact that he had the torn Achilles, I haven't seen anything about how his Achilles is healing.
Yeah.
So he's my odds on favorite if he's healthy. If he's not healthy, it's a crapshoot.
I think it's the last year we're going to be talking about him if he doesn't do it this year.
Yeah.
It's too many years in the 250s now, and he hasn't been make that jump, and he had a lot of there was a lot of people that had a lot of hope for him. And
oh my God! Remember when?
Yeah, injuries and stupid mistakes have gotten in his way.
Remember when he at Daytona his rookie year he qualified faster on the 250 than Villopoto did on the 450, and we were like, this kid's got to be Greek lightning. Mm-hmm. And it's just, you know, I like him. He's a good kid, but it's just
he's not delivering.
He's not staying healthy. No. Right, that's part of the sport.
And the guys you also left out the newest factory Suzuki racer. Chad Reed. He's factory Suzuki now because Pike got
because Suzuki
damaged.
Likes old people. I mean, they got him. They got Tony Elias.
Maybe it's not too late for me if Chad Reed's still racing.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're 10 years younger than him.
Yeah, right.
But you're three wives past him?
Only three?
Or more.
Probably.
Wow, more. Chad, I'm impressed. You're only three behind.
Mm. It's going to be a rough Supercross season, especially if we can't watch it.
I think the 250 season is going to be wide open.
There's going to be several shows that we're not going to be able to talk about, except what we read.
Yeah, unless NBC and Supercross wants to step up and send the doghouse a free membership, a free thing, then we'll do it. But I'm not doing it to. I'm not going to pay them to watch stuff that I don't like that.
Just remember, NBC. I'm marrying a Hispanic, and I drive a Tesla. That's the only way NBC would give us anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Warren's a Democrat.
And I won't share. And I won't share with these miserable, despicables, deplorables.
I am a deplorable.
You are deplorable.
Yes, in more ways than anybody can ever imagine. But yeah, so it's a shame we're not going to get to watch Supercross this year.
Boo. That is pretty sad. Of all the sports that we've never had to worry about whether or not we were going to be able to get the races at least the same day that it occurred, Supercross was the one that we didn't have to worry about.
And our biggest bitch was, oh my God, they put it on Fox Sports 1 or it was on the app because they had some...
There's 14 rounds this year. So 50% of them
are
not going to be able to see.
Yeah.
That's crap.
Yeah. I had to go back and count the number of rounds. I might be off by one, but it's close.
I wonder if that's why the rounds are down. Normally they're 18.
We'll see. I'll start to talk.
The reason the rounds are down is that Anaheim was unavailable for their 15th race.
So. Anaheim 1, Glendale, Anaheim 2, Oakland, San Diego, Minneapolis, Arlington, 16. Detroit, Atlanta, Daytona, Indianapolis, Seattle. Okay, I missed Houston when I counted it, so there's the one. Nashville, Denver, East Rutherford, which is the Meadowlands, and Vegas.
Yeah, so 16.
All right, so almost half is not going to be
available. Yeah, but there's still two rounds down, which is we've never talked about Supercross being rounds down.
Well, what's missing?
Anaheim 4.
Anaheim 4, Anaheim 5, Anaheim 12.
Yeah.
No Foxborough.
You know, here's I got to ask you guys a question. I was looking at the schedule last night. I was looking at the schedule.
No, Glendale's in there.
And other than Daytona, which is obviously that's a fixed thing, the first East race, okay, is East Rutherford, right?
Well, they consider Minneapolis.
Detroit. Yeah, forget
and
that.
And Detroit.
I'm talking
East
about
Coast races.
Minneapolis.
Well, they
is
have
East
Atlanta,
Coast, right?
California.
Yeah. Actually,
but
east
I
of
think
the Mississippi,
it's Atlanta, Georgia.
I say east I of the Mississippi, Indianapolis in March is the first one. East
well,
of Mississippi.
Okay. March 2nd, they have Atlanta, but it says CA.
Okay.
Although I'm
but
sure.
But the reason I bring this up is these are indoor races. Right.
Right. Why do they have to be over there?
Why do they have to be all these races in the West during the wintertime?
That was a good question.
I was looking at that and I said, why is it?
It's always been that way.
And I don't understand why.
Well,
do they realize they're indoors?
Yeah, but I think it's a beast of the East. Okay. from a logistics standpoint, mm-hmm. right? It's much easier during February and March to travel up and down the West Coast than the East Coast. Snow, okay. storms, and okay. attendance and stuff. Now, I'm with you. I want something to do in the winter.
I just don't. I mean, I would think, let's say, where are your population centers? I wouldn't give a crap about the fact that you've got Midwest races going on during this time. I'd be thinking about where the population centers are. They're all on the coast.
Yeah.
So you get all the way out to April,
but
basically.
Literally, there's only one East Coast race. Two. I mean, yeah. Daytona and New Jersey are the only ones on the coast. Yeah, I don't consider, you know, people in California consider Indianapolis and Minnesota and Atlanta the coast. It's like
the coast of the Mississippi.
It's like, yeah, the coast of what? Well, yeah. Have you ever looked at a map of the U.S., right. you right. commie right. bastard? Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry. Yeah. If you're in California, I meant that.
I'm going to go back to my complaint about the delayed racing. So on this thing I've just pulled up, April 6th is Nashville.
Uh-huh.
At 2 p.m., NBC Sports Gold was going to be showing qualifying. At 8 p.m., NBC Sports Gold will show the main race. And if you want to stay up and watch the race out of Nashville, 11 p.m. is when it's going to be on regular NBC Sports.
That's East Coast time, right?
Yes, yes.
So that's standard. Not, you know, we've always got the fuzzy end of the lollipop stick because Supercross cares more about the West Coast than the East Coast. It's the yeah. only sport that does.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So they always try to do everything for seven or eight.
That and motocross. Motocross is the same
well,
way.
Well, yeah, but all right.
They all tilt towards the West Coast because right. that's where the bulk of the teams are located out of.
Right. So I don't know if I necessarily have as much of a problem with the late starts. I mean, I always bitch about them on Twitter, but we have the late starts. But what's more disheartening
you're
to
gonna
me
watch
is
you're going to watch qualifying starting at 11 p.m. for a race that's already over.
No, that's just dumb.
Mm-hmm.
All right, yeah, that's dumb.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Mm-hmm. Well, why would you do that's like throwing away advertising time. Well, who doesn't buy
part of the?
I'm sure that they put world tennis in there at 8 o'clock instead of. Supercross.
What's
going on in April? Or see, the race in Nashville is April 6th. What other sporting events is on NBC April 6th? That would be the question to ask. What's more important than Supercross?
Spring training. That's about it.
NBA still going on. Hockey, but is
it must be European soccer or South American soccer?
Well, that'd be BN
Sports. There's always stuff going on, but what I don't understand. Is why why it is that the series mandates the televising of all the heat races and the qualifying. It ends up making this thing. I mean, it's what, a minimum of 3 hours.
I don't mind
right?
that. But on a Saturday night.
But that problem is that is going to limit your opportunities because that is very expensive for a network to broadcast 3 hours of anything. I mean, think what they make for 3 hours of NFL.
Yeah, but it was the number one draw on network television.
Not anymore.
I mean, the only thing that even came close to battling it is the WWF.
Well, then why are you putting it on a network that only a small percentage of your subscribers get?
Well, that's what I'm wondering.
It's got to be that it's the money that you can get for that and what it costs you to be able to do that. Versus your revenue for three hours.
No, I think NBC probably came and said, "Hey, here's your split on the NBC Sports package, and you know we're going to sell so many of these because your fans are going to be loyal, and fans aren't.
No, they're not.
I bet it took MotoGP and World Superbike years to get fans moved over like that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It seems to me that this is.
It's a mistake. Yeah,
Supercross. You're not.
Yeah, they're going for
the quick.
They're going
bucks
for the quick
me.
Money, and they're going to lose a lot of advertising revenue out of this.
Yeah, and they're going to lose fans. More importantly,
there's no question they're going
to lose. Because who's going to tweet SX on NBCSN?
Yeah,
that's
right.
Too much to tweet.
There you go.
I don't have that many characters, people.
You have any character?
No, none. We'll be back next week.